Thank you for joining us at Books as Bad as Twilight podcast. This podcast will discuss books that may or may not be as bad as the popular series Twilight. As can be expected, we will discuss the books in detail, so spoiler alert.
We highly suggest you read the book beforehand or read along with us. You can use the link in our show notes to purchase the current book we're reading. Also in our show notes are links to the Books as Bad as Twilight website and all of our social media pages. Quick shout out to our image designer, Katie Hartung. Her website is listed in our show notes at khartgraphics.com. khartgraphics.com.
Music at the beginning of the show provided by Gabe Miller Music. You can find him on YouTube, SoundCloud, and his website, GabeMillerMusic.com. Thank you. Now let me quickly just put my headphones back on. Intermission? Hey, it's working.
Oh, God.
Are you okay? Okay, I know that wasn't a camera, but we got it recorded on audio.
The visual thing that happened, we have recorded on audio.
I know, but we heard your reaction, so that's all that matters.
Hey, you know what is also an audio pleasure?
What's that, Brittany?
Audible.com.
You don't say.
Our sponsors.
Yes, we are sponsored, fine listeners. So, Audible.com. Mm-hmm. Audible is known for having, they're an audiobook website, and they have over 180,000 titles to choose from that you can listen to on basically all devices,
yeah.
iPhone, Android, your computer, MP3 player, Kindle.
Don't they have it on, like, smart TVs and, like, gaming consoles and stuff?
They probably
do. So. They probably have an app.
Yeah, with the Amazon Fire, I'm pretty sure you can listen on, Yeah, actually, you're right. You can listen on any Amazon product. So, like,
oh, cool.
The Amazon Echo, you can listen.
And Kindle app, probably.
Yeah, uh-huh, Kindle.
Kindle.
Yeah. Or the Kindle device, yeah.
I only have the app, so.
Because you can get the Audible app on your phone or device, mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm, but you can listen if you have a Kindle device.
I wonder how many titles they have on Audible.
Well.
Do you like that segue?
That was very nice. Yes, they have 180,000 titles.
Wow!
I know, isn't that crazy?
You know what also is on that?
What?
The current book we're reading, Lost in a Book.
And do you want to know how you can get that book for free?
How do you get that for free, Danielle?
Well, you can go to audibletrial.com/BABAT. And there you can get a free 30-day trial to Audible and a free audiobook.
Ooh.
And you should totally get lost in a book so you can read with us.
Well, do we want to promote a bad book?
Look,
yes,
look,
we
look.
Do. It's our
I mean,
podcast.
Look, okay? We want you to read along with us. We want you to be included. This
Engage
is a group project.
With us.
Engage with us, yes.
Engage me.
Engage.
Marry me.
Engage. Well, okay, Brittany. Don't go that far, okay? You don't know these people.
I don't
people.
Think Kevin will appreciate
right,
that.
Right, exactly. Like, okay.
I think I'm gonna marry you.
Oh.
Don't. Do not.
I won't. It's fine.
Anyways,
I was tempted.
What anyway. About Audible? Tell me more about Audible.
Audible. Well, that's basically it.
Oh, okay. So it's audible.com. And
no, Audible. Well, audibletrial.com.
Audibletrial.com/BABAT. Yes. So
mm-hmm.
go find it. Get your free 30-day trial.
Mm-hmm.
This is Books as Bad as Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
And they are sponsoring us, and it's cool, and it's awesome, and I just downloaded the app. And join us as we discuss the episodes of this, oh, the chapters of this episode.
Yes.
Not the episodes of this chapter. That is wrong.
Well, you know.
What episodes are we covering?
What episodes are we covering, Brittany?
Oh, no, I did it again.
I can tell you didn't.
Chapters
did it say
discuss
episodes?
This episode, and that's why I
okay,
keep reading
okay.
episodes,
gotcha.
Not chapter.
Sure, Brittany. Just kidding.
Shut up, Danielle.
We're discussing. I guess, should we? We didn't even introduce ourselves,
oh, no.
did we?
Okay, I'm Brittany.
I'm Danielle.
Yes.
We're really good at this podcast thing. You know, we're getting it.
Yes, give us 5 stars.
Yes. We're just jumping all over the place today. It is great. It's fantastic. Look, I think we should do it this way every time.
Every time?
I think I should
Me
switch
just being
this up.
Spastic?
I like it that way. Okay, Brittany? Is that so wrong?
I'm done with it.
Whoa. Calm down.
All right, so it's okay. 50 through 54.
Yes. We're discussing chapters. Chapter 50 through 54. There we go. Uh-huh. And yes, so as Brittany said, if you like this show, please consider reviewing us in iTunes with 5 stars. Otherwise, what are you doing here? Yeah, just kidding.
If you've made it this far, you might as well give us a review.
Yeah, come on now. Come on. Rate and review us on iTunes. That would be mm-hmm. very appreciated. That way more yes. people can be... It becomes known that our podcast exists.
They could be turned
on
to us.
Ooh, yeah.
And engage with us.
Ooh, yeah.
Like Belle and the Countess.
Oh, yeah. I have to just take a moment. Because I just love them so much. So, something we say in every episode, a spoiler mm-hmm. warning for up to chapter 54. We're going to be talking about this book, everything that has happened up to chapter 54. So mm-hmm.
up to and including.
Yes. Yes. Good. I always don't know how to say that, but
up
that was
the
perfect.
Including.
Yeah, that was a perfect way to say it.
Thank
like meaning
you.
Up to like I always say up to that chapter, but I'm like, but it's not really up to that chapter, you know, but mm-hmm, what you mm-hmm. just said.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
I word hard.
You do. Whoa, easy there, Brittany.
Okay. Innuendos. All right.
So for more episodes from us, you can listen on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and babatpodcast.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that's it for our intro.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go on chapter 50.
Cool beans.
Oh, pretty.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, I kind of want that as a tattoo.
I can, you know, I'll have to find it. I think I typed beautiful death. On
Ooh,
Google.
I like that a lot.
It's a nice picture.
So what's the summary for it?
Well, the summary is, not everything is ugly in death.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's very intriguing.
Why I came up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I just like the sentence. It's
oh,
nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
<It's> you got so excited. I read that sentence and I was like, wow, that's not funny at all. What am I going to find for that?
Well, I did it because I fucking love King Otto. And he's beautiful. And
he's a tender soul.
Yeah, and this chapter, like, it starts off really, really creepy.
Yeah.
Is this the one that, like, made me ill?
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
They saw, if you remember in the previous chapters, Bella's stuck in the summer house because all the, like, mannequins and marionette dolls are scattered across the grounds and, like, in the house, mm-hmm. creep on her,
yeah.
and they're, like, zombies, but not zombies because they're wooden and their movements are jerky and
yeah.
it's unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
They're decrepit. So, like, this is what was gross to me.
Yeah.
The three continued because they are on their way to go find the objects in hopes to weaken the spell. See, that's my coal region coming out when I'm talking
Aww.
Fast. They are going to find the handkerchief, the coin, and
yeah.
her cord of hair so that they can weaken the spell to get Belle out of Nevermore.
Can I just ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Why can't they just get one object to weaken it?
I don't know. Maybe they need all three because she gorged herself.
You know, the fat shaming's real. We talked about it last episode. I guess she just ate so much. But anyway, sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, that's what it is. She's describing everything that's, like, all the people around. They had a sidestep, piles of broken, twisted figures, the marionettes and mannequins who pursued Belle and tumbled down the stairs. Heads were smashed, limbs were twisted, and they're looking for King Otto and Henry among them all. So, like, they're, like, searching through all this stuff, and it's creepy, and there's music in the background, and it's disturbing, and they saw puppets slumped in corners, dolls collapsed, there's sawdust spilling from them. Mm-hmm. But the one that really, like, unsettled me is when they're walking down the stairs, and I'm trying to find it now. When the feet are trying to continue up the stairs, mm-hmm. but the rest of the body's just, like, slumped over.
Yeah.
Oh, there it was. It's the second one. They passed a clockwork man slumped on the stairs. Its staring eyes were empty. Its body lifeless, but its feet were still trying to climb up the steps.
Yeah.
Ew!
I know.
Ew!
I know. It's creepy. It's very creepy. And I like the creepiness.
I love the creepiness.
Yeah. That was a perfect, actually, segment to pick or section to pick because that is just disturbing.
And it really puts you where they are.
Yeah.
You know, you're in death's realm. It's full of rot and mold and, like, disfigurement of, like, all these once beautiful things.
Mm. I know. And, you know, it's just an example of this book doing something to me personally, mm-hmm. right for once.
Yeah.
Like, doing something that I think, you know, kids' literature, some of the best is just creepy shit, basically. Like, just, I've never really read a lot of this, but Where the Sidewalk Ends poems.
Yes, I love all of them.
They're really creepy. I've never read them, so I'm saying what people have told me.
Sister for Sale.
Is that one of them?
I love Sister for Sale.
Look, that just makes me think of Brother for Sale, sung by Mary-Kate and Ashley. Do you know this?
I think it might be based off the poem.
Brother for Sale, only 50 cents. That was the song they had.
Yeah, that's basically what Sister for Sale is. But if you look at the artistry of that, because he illustrates all of his poems.
Yeah.
It is scary because back when the Great Depression hit and, like, it was all the Dust Bowl and people couldn't afford their own children, mm-hmm. they would sell them.
Oh.
And so the picture is an older brother in ratty overalls and just overalls, no shoes, no shirt, ratty hair, pointing at his sister that's at the end of the porch, screaming, "Sister for sale, one ratty, one... like, scummy sister for sale. If you have this much," like, all this type of stuff. And I'm like, it's cute, because when I was a kid, that's what I would say to my brother.
Right.
But looking at the picture and relating it to the poem, I got so upset as an adult, yeah, you know?
Right.
And
it's
rough.
It's some disturbing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, is one thing I'll give to this book, that there is this creepy imagery.
Yeah.
Not even imagery, just what's happening around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very disturbing. And yeah. I think that is a challenging idea. And I think that will definitely, that's creative. And it's definitely mm-hmm. Something that will get kids to think a little
yes.
more. So
well,
I like
kids,
that.
Kids understand. I know we harped on this before, so I'm not going to say it too long. Kids understand dark things.
Yeah.
And they have these emotions. So you need to address them. Because
yes.
you don't want the kid to have negative emotions and not express them.
Yeah. Actually, so there is a YouTube channel. Actually, so I think you posted this on Facebook and I checked out the channel more.
I might have. I don't know.
There was a little boy who did a review of a rap song.
Yes!
Okay.
Him! I loved
him! I love him.
Ginger boy!
Yes. He's amazing. I'll link to him in the show notes. I subscribe to his channel. I watch his reviews now. I've almost watched every single one. Like, I'm not
kidding.
Oh, my
God. I only ever watched that first one.
So he does not only reviews, but he does a lot of videos with his dad. And what he does is the videos are him sitting down, showing his father his music that he listens to. It's beautiful, honestly.
Oh,
and
baby.
What it is the father and son, this kid, I don't know how old he is, but they're having...
He's young.
Yeah, he's pretty young, and they're having adult conversations.
Mm-hmm.
His dad doesn't, like, he respects his son's taste, he respects his son's opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of the music his son listens to has a lot of curse words in it. And so a lot of people, you know, it's the internet, so they're commenting and saying, why are you having your son listen to this? And he's basically saying, it's a psychologist commented on the video, and they're like, look, it said that when you expose your kids to these sort of what's seen as negative things, they often grow up more well-rounded and more aware of these things and much more able to confront them. And
I agree.
Me too. And so it's kind of like, so definitely check out those videos, because I think that's a perfect example of what we're talking about right now.
I thought it was adorable in the one that he was reviewing. I forget what song it was, but he had made the comment that he downloaded the clean version. Because he knew his daddy didn't want him to listen to the bad one. And he's like, oh, wow, I could tell there's a lot of curse words in this because it's a lot of silence.
It's a great...
Hi, little baby, you're so cute.
I love when he's like, I gotta get this ASMR shot. And he pours, like, the melon juice. And I'm like, this kid is my hero.
I don't know if he's trying to be funny or not. But, like, the deadpan is on point.
He's incredible. It's just amazing to see what kids, the potential they have. And when they have this...
Is gender offensive?
Look, neither of us are ginger. Redheads. I don't think it's offensive. I think it's offensive. It depends on which way you use it.
They're dying out, which is sad.
Really?
That gene is dying out. Redhead.
Really?
The redhead gene is dying out.
Okay, that's interesting. That is sad.
I love red hair.
I was going to say I love red hair, too.
That's why I dye my hair red all the time.
I didn't know that. I was going to say,
Oh, my God, I've had actually, red hair, blue head, green hair.
I want to have purple. Blue hair.
Do it. Can you do it at your job?
Yeah, totally.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
I was going to say something, but I can't really say it, so never mind. I'll say it off air. Off air, guys.
So they are looking for either King Otto or Henry to get back their objects. Everything is, like, falling apart, but everything is also winding down.
Yes.
They made that comment.
Yes. So that's another thing I was thinking, like, once she gets an object, honestly, if things are winding down, like, my thought was, get the handkerchief, which is what she's going for now, because they find Otto. They're trying to sneak up on him, get the handkerchief. Get the handkerchief and run. Like, if they're winding down, can they really get you at this point? But, you know, it's...
Oh, well, yeah, they can.
Do you think that if they're winding down?
Well...
Or does death still have a...
They're winding down, but at this moment, the more advanced ones are still pretty active.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
As you'll see in the next one.
Right, right. Okay.
But, so, they find, like you said, they find Henry, and...
No, I think they find Otto.
Otto. And he's trying to catch a butterfly.
Well, we don't know that yet. We learn that in the next chapter, but that's not a spoiler, obviously, because you've read these chapters, but...
Oh, yeah, the butterfly darted off right here. King Otto was standing back. He was trying to get a butterfly. A hand raised above his head, a butterfly had landed on it.
Right.
It started beating its yellow wings.
Right.
And then Belle fucking scared the butterfly.
Belle's the villain. That's what this book was leading to. Wow, that's a pretty big message, honestly.
So
And of course, Belle is not fast enough to get the handkerchief because, of course,
he whips around quickly.
Look, girl, dive for it. Just do
dive.
It. I mean, pepperonis. I'm sorry.
Well, she was going to scare the butterfly anyway, then, if she dived for it.
Exactly. Just, Belle, just do it.
And my heart breaks more because of the following chapter.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, just because
I think you have a heart and I don't. You know what I mean? Oh, I think I'm the Tin Man.
All right, so King Otto, and because, like, the next chapter is coming up, I don't feel bad.
Actually, yeah, we have nothing more to say about the other one.
No,
okay. So,
go ahead. Chapter 51, King Otto, the cowardly animatron. So, all right, when she first meets King Otto in Paris, and he's being technically forced to dance. And he looks into her eyes, and they looked so sad, remember? And then he was forced to play Belle's father, and he had sad eyes then. And now he's just trying to live. The poor thing. And we open this chapter with the lines, "You scared it," the animatron said accusingly, taking a threatening step toward Belle. "It was just telling me what it feels like to fly." Stop.
Look, okay, look. Brittany, no. Brittany, you've been fooled by the book, Brittany. I'm kidding.
Five stars.
Kidding.
Five stars. Bravo.
Brittany. Look, this is why you have a heart and I don't. Because I read these chapters and I'm like, God, what the?
My heart is breaking.
Look, if I knew Otto, this is another example. If I knew Otto, I think Otto, look, I'm trying to work with the text for what it gave us, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't, look, if Otto, I'm just beating around the bush.
Look, Otto, look, Otto, look, Otto.
I think Otto would be a great character if I got to know him more. Like, I just think this book is kind of, like, suddenly he's conveniently there. Like, we can, like, I think the book tried to place things. It's just not enough for me. Like, but I don't think your reading is wrong, though. Like, let me stress that. Let me stress that.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I know. You I'm know. Never wrong.
Well, okay, Brittany, like, okay.
No, but my heart.
You'll be the sympathetic one in this episode, because I'll probably, like...
I couldn't chase you if I wanted to, he said, sniffling. It's hard to move, my joints are stiff, and now the Countess has sad. What she wants.
Yeah.
You. He just wants to be human, Danielle.
Look, I understand that longing. Look.
He's Pinocchio. Don't you love Pinocchio?
I don't, actually.
He just wants to be a real boy.
Watch Pinocchio. That movie sucks. Okay, let's just be honest here, okay? So it is creepy at the end. We did talk about
Pinocchio?
That. Yeah. With the whole donkey thing. Look, oh God.
Okay.
No, I have nightmares. there's this part in here, can I just say, it's one of those things, the trope I hate, rebel, or somebody doesn't hear what somebody says.
Oh, where's that?
It's on page 278 on my book, where, let's see. Oh, Belle's talking to,
the Beetle?
No, Otto. Wow, I can't believe I forgot his name. And, he talked about, like, he liked being alive, and then he's crying in his in the handkerchief. Mm-hmm. And Belle's, like, talking to him, and Lachlan knows it's like, we don't have time for this, Belle. Which, yeah. See, this is me. I'm like, yeah, Belle, yeah. Come on. And... It says, but Belle didn't hear him. I'm like, how? No.
She's focused on Otto.
No, Belle, you know what? It's fine.
Did you like the one where they break that? And the very first page of it? Lacanos said, stay perfectly still. Speak calmly. Don't make it mad. I have ears, you know, said Otto.
Ah.
There you go.
I didn't notice that, but yeah, there you go. Finally, you go. For once. You know, this made me think of Toy Story, kind of, with Otto, because he longs to be alive. Like, he's just, like, a toy, you know? He's not real.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a human. He just wants a heart, which, you know, don't get me started on the Wizard of Oz parallels. Don't you dare book, all right? The Wizard of Oz is a treasure.
Treasure.
Not a treasure. But, yeah, I thought made me think of Toy Story. That's what I thought of. Just like the toy aspect.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading more of Otto.
Okay.
And I love him. I've seen how... Because he just wants to be human and he just wants to know what love is.
I think that would... Okay, sorry. Actually, you go. Continue.
No,
your
I was just going to say this passage. I've seen how humans love each other, he continued. It's amazing. Once, when my maker was loading me into his wagon after a show, I saw a father push his son out of the way of a runaway carriage. The father saved the boy, but he was killed. How powerful love must be to make a creature do something like that.
Yes. I think we might need Tanya here for this one.
Why?
I said
I'm emotional.
No. I'm saying because, like, maybe she would agree with you. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad, like, that I, because you're very passionate about this, I can tell.
Only because I had a very, emotional weekend last weekend. My brothers and I were talking about my dad, who passed away two years ago. So I'm like,
oh, I can
finding
imagine.
It all. I'm just like, oh, no.
No, I can understand that. Yeah. No, yeah. I get that totally. Yeah, I don't. I feel bad because, like, I'm, like, totally in my notes tearing it apart.
Go ahead. Tear it apart.
Look.
Your opinions are valid, too.
Thank
even
you.
Though they might be wrong.
Do you hear the abuse I have to live with? I
Go
can't
ahead.
Take it. No.
Rip it apart. No, I don't mind, honestly.
I actually, oh, my gosh. So the springs, yeah. I heard them in the mic. I was like, what is that sound? Like, I legit, like, I'm freaked out. Okay, sorry.
Ghosties.
Yeah, seriously.
Of Otto.
So, yeah, of Otto, yeah. Oh, God. She just gave me the meanest look. Just kidding. No, I think, like, so what you just said, like, about Otto is actually, like, a really interesting and good interpretation of the text, I think, because Otto, if you think about it, it's such a cool story to tell of some, like, an object that wants to be human, and it mirrors the, you know, the actual objects in the castle and how they long to be human again.
Oh,
you
I
know?
Didn't think of that.
Yeah, so I think that's good, but I have to say, once again, I can't give the text that credit. I just can't, because it's just not there, I don't think. I think Otto, this would be such a cool story, like, if Belle somehow got into Nevermore and knew she was, like, in Death's realm. She was, like, trying to trick Death or something, and she found Otto and he wanted to be alive, so she tried to bring him back out. Oh man, that'd be great. And Otto's, and then I think I'm not saying that's a better story,
no,
but I'm
no
saying,
I'm just sad of what happens next.
I know it is sad. I just don't think I don't have an attachment to Otto,
yeah,
you know, and I don't think that the text like, it references him, but I don't think it gives that weight to him. So you're right. There were points when it says, oh, he looked sad. Like, little bits.
Yeah.
So it's there. Like, so I can't take away the credit from the text because it's there. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just not enough. Because when he, honestly, I did not make the connection until, like,
oh, really?
I think after. I don't know. I think I knew, but I didn't, like, quite realize at first. Like, and then I was like, oh, it was that guy.
Yeah.
And he was her dad. Okay.
When he's like, I tried to love you, Belle, as your father. I really did.
Yeah.
And it's because you didn't have a heart.
Yeah.
But guess what?
They give him a heart.
He gets a heart!
Look, it's like, okay, so I love The Wizard of Oz, but I will be the first person to say that I think that is a BS ending when the wizard, because it's a joke, because the wizard's like, oh, and then I give you this certificate. What do you think now, Scarecrow? And he says all these smart things. He's like, by George, I have a brain.
It's
like,
magic.
Look.
It's a magic certificate.
No.
He got his honorary degree from Temple.
From Temple.
Which means nothing.
Yeah, because I was like, okay.
Recent history.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, you can say if you want to.
Bill Cosby.
There you go. You heard it here first. I think I should just stop saying that. It just, like, it just rolls off the tongue. It's so nice. Look, no. It's just like this, like, I don't know what to say.
It's okay.
I can't think of my words, but yeah, it's just a lot of kind of skirting around things, I think. Like, it's just a lot of, it has real emotion there, but I guess it's just a shallow depiction of it, I guess.
You feel that if they developed his character more, it would hit you where it's supposed to.
Yeah, because I don't think the book, there's so much going on in this book that I don't think the book has given the time of day to Otto that suddenly is being thrown upon us. Because you're right, Otto is a very sympathetic character. But I think because it's so rushed, it's, to me, I was reading it and I was kind of laughing. And that's not the appropriate response. Of course, you're having the response that you should be having, me with
I'm
the cold heart.
I'm also a child.
Hey, I'm a child, my friend. I just went to Disney World and I had a fun time, okay?
As
acted like
adult.
A child. As an adult, you know what? I don't care. I love Disney World. I'll say it loud and proud. That's actually from, okay, this is my Disney knowledge. There's a part in Little Mermaid 2. Yep, that's how deep I got into Disney as a child, Little Mermaid 2.
Jeez.
There's a part where Ursula's sister tries to take revenge for them killing her sister, Ursula. Oh. And she,
yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, she turns her daughter, Ariel's daughter, into a mermaid. And then when she's like, I'm a mermaid. me. She's like, say it loud, say it proud. That's what I thought of. Anyway, that was a tangent. Let's continue. So, yeah. So I know, like, you're reading it, like what would be considered the correct way to read it, mm-hmm. because Otto should be read that way. I just don't think the book is... There's so much going on.
Yeah.
That it's, like...
It's taken away from his...
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden we're supposed to care about this character who I know we should care about, but I, mm-hmm. at this point, I don't care. I just want her to leave Nevermore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more concerned with her leaving. It's like the book, like, it's on two different paths now.
Yeah.
And it's just disconnected. That, I don't know. Just.
So they give Otto a heart.
Yes.
Belle, a heart. Excuse me. I have to enunciate my words.
You're
a heart.
Fine.
They gave him a heart. They gave Otto a heart.
Made... I actually liked this part. Go
I know.
Yeah.
They sewed it on. The spider sewed it
yes,
on him.
Yes, that was beautiful.
And he feels everything he ever wanted to feel, Danielle.
Yeah, that part.
Everything he's ever wanted, Danielle.
They drew a heart on him and suddenly he can feel it.
It's
look.
Magic. It's magic. Love's magic. You love's know? Creature sewed that heart onto. But it wouldn't happen if Belle sewed it on, I don't think.
No?
No.
Ah. No. That's actually interesting. I forgot that love was a character in this book. I was thinking... Wow. But that's actually...
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, that's actually really neat. Hmm.
I was completely bullshitting. That was off the top of my head right now.
But that's a good... That's actually cool, though. Because love's creatures are sewing a heart. Or creating a heart. That just makes a lot of plot holes, but I like it. I actually think that's a great... You say you just came up with it, but I like it.
Boom.
Drop. Mic drop.
Oh. It actually dropped.
Oh, you know why? Because
no.
It wasn't turned,
oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
I'll fix it. Hang on.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Literally.
And that's the way, the cookie crumbles.
That was great.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Oh, what is that from?
I thought you were going to say, that's the way I like it.
That's how it's supposed to go, yeah. But the...
I just stretch my...
Bruce Almighty.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a really long time.
You know, he's like, it's Walter Cronkite. That's the way, I like it. I like it. And his tagline is, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Oh.
So I was mixing it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. What am I stepping?
Oh,
a zipper.
But feel free to cut all this.
No, we're keeping it.
Patreon.
Yeah, there.
Okay, so go on.
So, yeah, he gets a heart. And I wrote in my notes again, I thought it was kind of phony, but I love the spider helping. I love your interpretation of that. Love made the heart. And this is the part where I was kind of like, wait, so they also need the coin? Like, they still need to get the coin. They have the handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's all a little muddled. Fine, whatever. At this point, I was kind of wondering what the scissors do. Did you figure that out beforehand? Because I honestly, being the dummy that I am, you didn't figure it out. Because I did not figure it out.
No.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe it was going to be a defense mechanism when she faces the Countess.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a last shot. It wasn't, to me, it wasn't planning ahead of the time from love.
Mm.
Because they were a gift from love.
Oh.
The scissors.
Right.
Yeah. When they're running around in the orchard.
Right. But even that, like, I didn't even think that. I didn't even know what to think.
Yeah.
When that
happened, I was just like, oh, it's a weapon. Maybe it'll turn into a sword.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
I see what you're saying.
The type of thing I thought.
I kind of thought of now. I actually remember now. I thought of, have you ever read A Wrinkle in Time?
Mm-mm. Nope.
There's this part where one of the misses, they're called in the book, she gives the main character, Meg, glasses.
Oh.
That will help her. And that's what I thought of. But the glasses, like, that's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like, with the glasses, I kind of could, like, think, oh, well, this happened.
Yeah.
With the scissors, I was like, I really don't know where that's going. But maybe that's a good thing.
It's something to change the plot later on.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But it didn't change the plot, though.
No, it does. It It's actually when it happened. I mean, I guess we can spoil it because it happens in these chapters, right?
Yeah. Wait, did she cut the heart out with the scissors?
She did. I don't think that's what the scissors were meant for. But Love still gave it to her. Did Love know that she was going to meet Otto? Look.
Yeah.
I say look a lot. I apologize.
Otto was in Paris when she was in Paris.
Right, but did she know that Otto would play such a crucial part, though?
She might have.
Maybe. But
she might have. Love knows everything, Danielle.
Does she?
She knew that's where Belle was in the book to begin with.
Yeah, so
just making faces.
I wish we had a camera right now because you were just like, which nobody can see. But hey, just use your imagination.
It's there.
Kids, okay?
It's there.
Brittany.
Yes.
Move your notes, Brittany.
Brittany.
All right.
You sounded like my friend Myra.
Yeah.
Who talks to me like that, like, constantly. She's like, Brittany, stop. Go away.
That's awesome.
So when you went, Brittany, I'm like, what? That's just how we
Wait,
all
who
talk.
Am I with right now?
Who am I with? Who are you? Go away. Yeah. I'm not supposed to see you until Sunday.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say about chapter 51?
No.
Okay.
You got the heart, and then they're on their way.
Okay.
To go find Henry. Because Lachinos is a smartass again.
Right, right.
And he's like, we don't have time for this. And don't go, no, we have buckets of time. Continue on. I don't think a heart is going to win over Henry. So, and then we go off to find Henry.
There we go. So now chapter 52.
52, which is, Chip is honestly the most astute person in this whole fucking book.
I agree. I agree.
Holy
100%.
Shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Let's see. Let's run down the positive things about Chip.
Yeah.
He comes up with the idea to send Beast a message when he's, like, sick in the castle.
Right, yeah.
He didn't spread the seeds, but he's like, oh, I wish we could, like, make him feel better. He makes the comparison between Beast and whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah. The lion.
With Agatha. No, with Agatha.
Oh,
remember when she's tucking
him
into bed?
Yes.
And he's like, oh,
that's like the beast.
That's like the beast. And also he talks about when she first goes into Nevermore and she comes out, he's like, what were you doing in there? You were gone for a while. So that.
Yep.
And now here's this part.
Right.
Where he's the one that finds the fucking secret room in the library.
They're all just waddling around.
Waddling around?
Waddling around.
Yeah.
Literally.
And they're hollering.
Yeah.
Belle! Belle!
This library's not that big. Like, it's big, but it's, like, more tall.
It has to be long, too, because remember she ran?
That's right.
She started off as a walk and then she ran.
Oh, that's right, right.
And then Beast, at the end of the other chapter, comes barreling
through.
Yeah. Fanning out. So this place has to be at least as big as a football field.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Let's go with it.
But
it
also,
doesn't tell us. Like,
so it's as big as a football field. And Chip, this little teacup, this fucking little teacup, finds the hidden room.
Look, Chip is, we already discussed this. Chip is woke, okay? We discussed.
Woke as fuck.
Yeah, you know? I think Chip could really solve all our world's problems. And, you know.
Chip for president.
Chip for president. Just how it is. But yeah, so he finds, like, he's the one who's astute enough to say, like, hey, there's this room here. I think we know where Belle is. Because this chapter, I'm trying to think. Because that doesn't happen till, like, the end, right?
Yeah. They're all like, she left us.
Yeah, that's...
She's gone. The wolves. Get me my cloak.
I mean, oh yeah, that's right, because they're saying they think she ran away.
They think she climbed out the window.
Yes, yeah, which, you know...
She does in the movies.
She tries to. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you think that's a callback? Do you think this is after the bedroom?
It's definitely after the bedroom,
but
so...
before love. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be a callback. Look... We could guess. I say look a lot, and I apologize.
That's okay. A lot of my podcasts I listen to, a lot of them are based in California, and they say look a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I must be from California.
Must be. Get out of here, you West Coaster. East Coast, Beast Coast.
Yeah. I'm from East Coast. Don't you forget it. All right.
Don't you forget it, don't you?
Don't
know.
You forget.
I don't know why I did it.
Yeah, that was a nice accent. That was nice. I can't really do accents.
Minnesota. That's what I meant to say.
I can do like... what was I going to do? I can do... well, how do you say it? Canadian. Hey? When they say sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Like... I always hear that now whenever I can tell who a Canadian is.
About.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can, like, when I listen to podcasts now, I never knew that. Like, mm-hmm. The Canadians, like, that was their accent. And then now that I know, I'm like, oh, they're Canadian. They're Canadian.
I know it. You're Canadian.
I know it.
One I listened to called Someone Knows Something. And it's about people who, like, disappear. Ooh. And, like, all this type of stuff or are murdered. And disappeared. I think it's disappeared. I'm only on season two. And I never realized how, like, the rural Canadian accent sounds like Irish.
Oh.
Like, I thought they were in Ireland for a second. And really? I don't know if I'm just really bad at picking out accents. but they said something and it had, like, an Irish tone to it. I was like... This is weird. I thought they were in Canada.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah.
Hmm. But I think I'm just bad at picking out accents.
You know what? It's all good.
America. USA. Yeah. USA. Oh, USA. USA. I bleed red, white, and blue.
This is a parody podcast. There was like something like totally random I was gonna say, but let's get back to the book. So I apologize because I just cut you off and you were getting back to it.
I was just, I'm just proud to be an American.
Proud
because at least I know I'm free.
American, cause at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died who gave that right to me,
and I proudly stand up next to you. I defend her still today.
Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Why the fuck does everyone know that goddamn song?
You know, I was a big fan of a pop group called Jump 5. And they sang that song.
I have no idea what Jump 5 is.
Well, I'm offended. So I'm going to put... They sang a cover of Beauty and the Beast.
Did they?
After this episode, we're going to watch that real quick. Oh, then we're going to record the next one if we have time.
I'm here all night if you want me here all night.
Okay, all night. We're going to have a party.
Here you go, Danielle. This one's for you.
All right.
Start singing ballads.
Tale as old as time. That was great. You know, I was picturing... I don't even know if the microphone picked it up. I hope it did, though.
Oh, my God. Because I don't know the words.
So oh, you like, don't? Oh. No. That was beautiful. You know, I love the Celine Dion, Peebo Bryson cover.
Sure.
Do you know? You know it. Celine Dion. Beauty and the Beast. What? You've heard it.
Can we just talk about Chip?
Okay. I'm offended, but okay. Let's talk about Chip. All right. So anyway, so Beast broke down the door. The book literally gives us a recap of him breaking down the door again. Like it is so. I literally wrote my notes. Like we did not need that. Like we know he did that. So why are you telling us again? And then Cogsworth, once again, is like
that is weird. That they did that.
Yeah.
It said it broke down the door, and they fanned out.
Yeah.
And then they broke down the door.
Right. It's just weird. And then Cogsworth, he just rubs me. He drives me up the wazoo. He says, what about it when they're trying to figure out where she went? He's like, what about a window? She might have jumped from one and used the snowdrifts to cushion her fall. I did the very same thing once, having been taken prisoner by the Prussians at the Battle of Vellinghausen.
And no one stuck around to hear the rest of his story.
You know, Cogsworth, shut the F up. We don't want to hear it. At this point, I'm sick of him, and it makes me sad.
I know.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah.
That's all my notes. I don't know. What else do you have to say
about
this, Jeff?
That is literally it.
Yeah, because there's not much to it.
This way.
That was a good impression of Chip.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you find her? No. But come with me. Hurry. I think I know where she went.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And then they found the secret room. But we don't get to see it yet.
Nope.
Because we're on
53.
53. And Otto's high on love.
Very nice. That was our one sentence.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, Otto was high on love.
What is this?
Have you ever?
I don't know what this picture is.
Okay. Have you ever seen the show Freaks and Geeks?
No.
Okay, you need to watch it. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but I've heard of it. Okay. I kind of feel bad because my first thought was she looks like an alien.
So
I know makeup and everything make people look not what they're supposed to.
Yeah, she's supposed to be. I don't know if she's not a geek. I don't know what she's considered. She's friends with one of the freaks.
Freaks and geeks.
But she's not like. But so. What she actually says in this is, I prefer to get high on life.
Oh. Yeah.
I changed it.
I think it's just a bad angle on her.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, just probably. So.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know what that tune is.
Me neither. I don't know at all.
I'm a musician. I don't know if I'm a producer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this about
Britney
you.
Records.
Britney Records. That's really original.
I have no idea where I came up with it.
Me neither. Like, honestly. Look, a sprinkle.
You want to know what my screen name was in the 90s?
Please tell me.
Was it
90s? Late 90s, early 2000s.
It was called Silent Giggles. Because I used to laugh quietly. Can you imagine me having a quiet laugh? Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I would just hold it in because I was, I don't know. No, like literally quiet. And my nostrils would freak out. Like they would flare back and forth really quickly.
Yeah.
That's how I used to laugh. And now I laugh really loudly.
I think it's like you rebelling against this.
Probably.
Yeah.
Against the silent giggles.
Right. Wow. That's impressive.
AOL.
You've come a long way.
Thank you.
Yeah. AOL, yeah.
Character development.
Yeah, character development. More character development than what's in this book.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'm going to say it. What? It's like a battle. Kind of like the Shakespeare battle.
Call back.
Yeah, all right. So, yes, this chapter, Otto, I call him Bell's Deus Ex Machina. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. So Deus Ex Machina is basically when something, at the end of a book, a character's in a situation where it's like really like you don't know how they're going to get out of it. Maybe not a book, movies, etc.
Yeah.
And then so something happens that basically like something, be it magic or another character gets involved very randomly and saves the character's life and lets them get out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Fox is a Deus Ex Machina.
Okay.
Because he comes in and he gives Harry the sorting hat, which gives him the sword to fight the basilisk.
Wounds,
yeah.
And...
exactly. So it's just like, oh, thank God Fox was there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because how would he have gotten out of that? He wouldn't have. Otto is her Deus Ex Machina because he basically... he saves it. He really...
Now, is Fox really that? Because they set him up at the beginning of the book.
They do a little... I mean, that's a loose one, but...
I'm just curious.
But he is, yeah.
I don't know anything about this stuff, so I'm curious.
He is...
if I push a little, what information
you
I
can push
get.
All you want, yeah. Oh, I just tried to wink, and I didn't, and I'm embarrassed, because, like, I wink great. There we go.
There you go.
Like...
Yeah. Congratulations on closing one of your eyes at a time.
Look, I know several people who can't do it.
Yeah, I know one.
One?
Yeah.
And my brother can't do it, and he goes,
now I know
two. Am I winking? Like, he goes, am I winking? And I'm like, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're trying. And you tried. That's all that matters. So, Otto's very happy. He feels loved now.
Yes. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You're okay, yeah. And he tells Belle he loves her.
I
love you, Belle. He's telling everybody it's comical. Look, he's comic relief. It's comic relief. It's annoying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I love Otto.
I'm sorry. Like, I feel bad, but I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Otto.
Sit in your wrongness.
Know what, girl? I'm gonna... Shots fired. But yeah, he just loves everybody. And, you know... That's it. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't have anything else to say, so I kind of just tailed off. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all it is. Otto's making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And they're like, please be quieter. What if it's Henry making that horrible music on the harpsichord? Let's go figure it out.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
And they see him. A marionette was seated at the harpsichord playing. His movements were jerky, his shoulders sharp under his moth-eaten jacket. Worried he might suddenly turn around, which is funny,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why. Worried he might suddenly turn around and see her, Belle snapped back out of sight. Is it him? It's him. How are we going to get the coin? Very simple. Like, cut his strings. He's a marionette.
Right.
So, Otto, smart cookie. So.
Yeah, this, it was at this part of the book where I felt like I was in a spy thriller, dun, you know. Pulling behind doors and stuff. They're hiding behind walls. They're spying. Yeah. Get into it. Come on. do all the instruments with just your voice at the same time. But yeah, that's what it kind of felt like at this point. Like they were just like in this thriller, you know, which I guess it is kind of a thriller at this point. Let's be honest. But yeah, so Otto thinking of the good ideas, you know, Otto's brilliant, as Belle says. And, Lucanos is not, because he says he doesn't see any strings, but
yes.
Otto knows they're there, so that's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say, so, before, like, Otto was introduced, like, really at the end, like, when Love first gave Belle the scissors.
Yes.
I honestly thought that this would be, like, a riddle for her. Like, that she would figure it out. Like, she'd be like, think about these scissors a lot. And I will say that I am kind of this whole book disappoints me, but I am disappointed that she didn't figure it out.
Do you think she gave her those scissors specifically because she knew Henry was around?
Maybe.
I think so, because they were all in the orchard together. And so, to me, it would make sense that... Well, okay. So... Love knows about Otto, and he's animatronic, and she might gather that he wants to love, because he was part of the real world, and he did witness a lot of love in the real world, and she gave Belle scissors to cut a heart out for Otto, and to cut the strings of Henry, and does she use it to cut the cord of the hair?
Yes, I think she... I didn't read that part, because that's later, yeah. But, I mean, obviously I read it, but I
don't remember if that happened. So, I think Love was very smart to give Belle the scissors.
I think she was, too. Yeah. I just think that, like, I kind of, in my head, when she gave them to her, I kind of thought, oh, this is actually really cool, because what are these for? Like, I think it's actually kind of neat to speculate, and I kind of thought, like, Belle would figure it out, like... I honestly, okay, this is kind of a thing we're condensing. Take Lucanos out, take Arane out, take Otto out.
Okay.
And have Belle figure out the scissors on her own. Like, when, okay, so say everything happens the way it does, right? And we realize that these are marionettes and they're trying to attack Belle and she's all alone and she has nobody to help her. And she realizes that she has the scissors.
Yeah.
Like, and then she does this all on her own. To me, that's just, it's a cleaner story, it's a stronger story.
But this is about friendship and love.
Yeah, I think that but you are right though, like, because I think the Otto thing is clearly meant to mirror the objects, I guess, like, because he
in
wants
the castle
to be real. Yeah. So that I'm a little stumped on.
I find that even sadder then, because the objects in the castle, they knew love, were turned into objects, still had love, could turn back into humans, and that love would still be there. poor Otto. He is like on the outside.
He's a tragic hero from Shakespeare.
Stop. I love Otto.
Okay.
Is there an Otto in Shakespeare?
In
any Shakespearean plays?
Possibly, but I'm not sure.
I want to research that.
You
Can
should.
Can the viewers tell me? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be.
Okay. So, is that it for that chapter?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, want to know what else makes me high on love?
What makes you high on love?
Audible?
Ooh. You don't say.
Yeah.
What is Audible, Brittany?
Audible is a service that you can find online or in app form mm-hmm. on many devices such as iPhones, Androids, Kindle, your Amazon Fire.
You don't say.
A whole bunch of stuff. And even like on the computer. And guess what, Danielle?
What?
They have over 180,000 books.
Oh, man.
Doesn't Audible have podcasts, too?
No. They don't. They have courses, though.
Are you sure? I'm going to look that up.
They don't have podcasts.
But anyways, tell us more about Audible what they could get from us.
Well, you can get a 30-day free trial to Audible to, you know, see what it's about. And with that 30-day free trial, you get a free audiobook. So we're going to recommend you some titles that we think you should check out on Audible, other than Lost in a Book by Jennifer Donnelly, which we're currently reading. If you want to listen, if you're just tuning in this episode.
They do have podcasts.
They do? On Audible?
Yeah. Audible channels. Explore Audible channels, and it's like different series and podcasts. When you type it in on Google.
Really?
See podcasts, Audible Range, audible.com.
Audible Range? Interesting.
Dude, we have to look into that now.
I'm very flustered right now.
Why?
I'm confused because I never knew that.
Audible has all your audio needs. Audible, this is a song for Batman, please.
All right, we're just going to sing that every single time.
Audibles has all your audio needs. Audibles, this is a song for Batman, please. I don't know, I can't, I'm not good at making up lyrics on the spot.
No, that was incredible. Oh my gosh, that's like the best thing that's ever happened to this podcast.
Dude, yeah, Audible it's called too. Channels.
Okay, the channel section. Well then, I was wrong. You have a podcast too, I don't know.
We have to see if we could get our podcast on there.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, Brittany, what book would you recommend for them to download on Audible?
All right, so the book I would recommend on Audible is Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. And I really enjoyed that one. And I'm not really one for those type of novels. But I think it came with the free subscription when I signed up for Audible the one time. And I really liked it. And it was weird. It was creepy and eerie and fun and mysterious. And I enjoyed that book from Audible.
Nice.
Nice.
I've never read Gone Girl. I've seen the movie.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm. What book can I recommend? I have to do it.
Game of Thrones. Oh my god.
I'm actually currently listening to the second Game of Thrones book, Clash of Kings.
Mm.
And that book, I mean, the first one's pretty political, but more like has a mystery to it. Where this one is more about the politics of what's called the War of the Five Kings. Girl, it's so good.
I am not interested.
Girl, you hurt my heart.
I'm sorry.
It's so good. And the best part about it is that after I listen to a certain amount of chapters, I listen to a YouTube channel called The Practical Folks, where they read the chapters and they talk about them.
Mm.
Girl, it's so good. I love it so much. Like, it is my jam. So I would definitely check out all the Game of Thrones books, mostly because the guy who reads them is just kind of hilarious. Like, mm-hmm. he gives weird voices to people, like, that just don't match up at all, and you're like, what? But it's just so amazing.
Hey, it's creative freedom.
There you go. There you go. So I'd recommend A Clash of Kings. So once again, you want to, I guess we haven't given the URL yet. Mm-mm. Check out these books on Audible. So if you want to get this free trial, and a 30-day free trial, as well as a free audiobook of your choice, you can visit audibletrial.com/BABAT. All right.
It's also linked in our show notes.
It is, and on our website. So let's continue on with the episode, Brittany.
Okay.
Let's talk about chapter 54.
What's chapter 54? Why does everyone spin so quickly?
I mean, yeah. All
right, so it made me laugh in the previous chapter with Belle when she was looking around the corner and she came back afraid that enemy was going to spin around. Guess what he does in this chapter? Spins around quickly.
Yeah.
Like Otto did.
Uh-huh.
And just like, I feel like everyone does.
She's not very smart, okay? So let's just not dwell on this, okay, Brittany? We've made fun of her enough, okay?
Ooh, Belle? Are they off?
Belle.
Oh, okay.
I love that you didn't know. Like, that was hilarious.
I feel bad. I'm not a nice person.
I feel bad too, but like, look, we're not, can I just stress that we don't want to make fun of the author. That's never our intention. No. But, you know, it's not wrong to critique things, okay? That's an okay thing.
That's an okay thing.
It's okay to do that. We mean no disrespect to the author of any of the books
that
we read.
I don't have anything published.
Me neither.
So
there you go.
She's already way ahead of us. And guess what? We bought the books.
We bought the books and we gave her our money.
We gave her our money.
Anyway. So Belle, she got her scissors ready. She's prepped up.
And she sees the strings. And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna cut them, but which one should I cut first?
And all I'm saying is, Belle, it doesn't matter which one you cut first, just cut one.
I know.
Like, oh my God. And when I realized like that's what the scissors were for, I was like, oh, that's cool. I mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
I like that's what that's for. But nice. Like, all I kept doing in this chapter, and I wrote this down, and I've been kind of screaming it this entire episode, was like Shia LaBeouf going, do it!
Do
just
it!
Do it! Like, that's all I
do
was
it.
Doing.
Now,
yeah.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Yeah, I mean, seriously,
why wait for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's true, folks. It's so true.
I don't know. I felt energized after watching him do that, only because I also am very attracted to Shia LaBeouf.
Look, he's a good-looking man.
He's a very good-looking man.
Yeah, you know, I like, you know, for all his mishaps, I watched Even Stevens and I loved it quite a bit. Fight me!
I saw a guy that looked like Young Beans the other day.
Ooh, that's unfortunate.
I was like, oh, no. You're gonna be made fun of later.
Yeah, he's that guy. Yeah, yeah, that's
to each their own. He's yes. not my cup of tea.
Wise words. I mean, nice, whatever.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Okay.
So she sneaks up to him. Mm-hmm. She's like, what if I can't cut the string? With this pair of magical scissors that
what
make
if I can't
mannequin
do?
Feel.
What did you say?
With these magical scissors that make mannequins feel.
That make mannequins feel. That's awesome. I thought you said, like, the way you said it, I thought you said make magic feels. And I was like, make magic feels.
Oh, did I jump the gun with our
what
plug of Audible?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, we're going 55?
No.
54.
Yeah, 54.
Oh, this is our last chapter. Okay.
Yeah, and it just disconnected, I think, from me.
Oh, well.
Did it? I don't know. We'll find out in a few minutes.
So this is the last... We're ending on a shit chapter.
We are ending on a shit chapter, you know?
Oh, that's upsetting.
It is upsetting, isn't it, you know? But, hey. Because this chapter is very short. I thought it was longer, and then I flipped through, and I was like, oh, that's literally it.
Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it is disappointing.
We finished the chapter, then.
I mean, yeah, it's...
That's it. That's all that happened. There's not a good sentence to pull out of this at all.
That's the dumb thing. This could easily be fused with the next chapter.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And the one before it.
Yes. Why?
She gives into a good description about what he looked like.
Where's that?
And then she was right behind him, close enough to see the badly sewn patches on his jacket, the wig made of horse tail, and the joints of his wooden hands.
Okay. I'll give this chapter 2 stars for that description.
For warm garbage.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Warm garbage.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. All right. So, with all that being said, I'm going to do it.
What are you doing?
Trying to connect to the Chromecast. Chromecast. I just want it to work. It's been working for an hour.
Do it.
Come on.
Well, anyway, so let's go over our generic things. While you bring up Chromecast. Bring up the Chromecast. Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh. There it is. Good job, Chromecast.
All right. So what happened in these chapters?
What happened in these chapters was Beast broke through the door twice.
Yeah,
Chip found a room.
Yeah, Chip.
And they're slowly putting together that Belle's in an enchanted realm.
Look, they're slow, too.
And then Belle found the handkerchief, is going to cut the strings to Henry to get the coin.
Right. So she's getting like the handkerchief and the coin back to, and her hair.
And her hair.
So she can weaken the curse. It's not clear.
Yeah.
I mean, but whatever.
Did we fat shame in this one or was that the other
one? That was last episode. Oh, okay. Yeah. No fat shaming in this one.
Oh, well.
I know. We like the fat shaming.
Coming from people who are stuffing their faces with cupcakes and pepperoni.
Look, I can't help that your birthday was last week. Need cake.
Last week. This is going to come out like 3 months after my birthday.
It's going to... Look. It's fine. I actually did think about that and I thought like, oh, I should have put like a happy birthday thing in one of the episodes. And I was like... I thought of this like yesterday and I was well, you know what?
That would have been recorded 2 months ago.
Well, I thought I would record something and then like put it in.
Oh.
But
you're cute.
I thought of it yesterday. So, you know.
Yeah, but you're
a little
cute.
Late.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. Yes.
Really? My heart is warmed because of it.
Aww. So glad. I want another cupcake, but I'm holding out.
But you know what would be a great late birthday?
What?
If people rated us.
That would be awesome.
On iTunes.
Yes.
Or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
With 5 stars.
I personally listen to Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict?
Yep. We're on there.
We are. Nice.
They use the iTunes search engine.
Okay.
So if you could rate us on iTunes so we could read the reviews.
Yes.
And so we could also get on to other podcast applications like Podcast Addict and Podbean and all that type of stuff, please do.
Yes.
So we're known.
Mm-hmm. And we actually, now that we're talking about where you can listen to us, you can listen on iTunes.
Mm.
You can listen on Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
Listen on Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can listen on our website, babatpodcast.com.
.com. And what else? What are we going to cover next episode?
Next episode, we're going to cover chapters 55 through 59.
We're almost done, guys!
And also, one thing we should mention is that we are all over the social medias.
All over.
All over.
More than you want us to be.
Yes, that's true. We are on Facebook. 2 different places on Facebook.
Oh, we have a page and a group.
We do, because we're fancy. We have Twitter. An Instagram and a Goodreads. And of course, our email, which is badastwilight@gmail.com. I was about to do what you did.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know.
Look at that.
It just happens, you know. Just works out that way. And with all that being said.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Talk
that
to us.
That sounded really sad.
talk to us. Because we don't have any friends.
We only have each other.
Yeah, we only have each other.
In this basement.
We... It's like this podcast is a plea for help. Somehow we bought $500 equipment
and we only have this one book.
Yeah. We have to read it for eternity. That would be a good fanfic.
God. That
actually, yeah,
would be
it'd be interesting. Yeah.
Death's realm. Anyways, contact us, let us know what we're doing. What are you doing? Give us suggestions. Let us know how we're doing. Rate us. You know, all that type of mm-hmm. podcast bullshit everyone asks you to do. We're asking you to do it also.
Because show us that you love us.
Yeah, I don't get enough of that at home. Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Bye. You click the record button.
Record button.